What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, the two of you, just calm
down
for a
second.
That's
not even that. It's a texter, but go on.
I've got a couple things I need to do here first. We're going to start with Coldplay tickets. Right now, take the word fresh, F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. And text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for Coldplay tickets, May 31st, Stanford Stadium. It is completely sold out. This code word, this hour, is fresh. More chances to win at 1205 with Mason and then twice in Jane's show, 505 and 605. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Don't miss their financing event. It's happening next month. 0% interest for 60 months on your kick-ass brand new hot tub. Oh! I live in my hot tub now, Eddie. It's amazing. It's like having your own personal spa without the luxury price tag. Visit creativeenergy.com. Without further ado, at the Punchline all this weekend. Haven't seen you in person.
It's been a couple years.
Since before the pandemic, I believe.
No, I think I came up during the pandemic. I think
did
I
you?
I stayed at your place, I think.
You haven't said
did
his name
you?
Yet, though.
Oh, Eddie Ift. Eddie Ift is here. Yes. Eddie
you know
Ift.
What? I was just about to compliment you on how good you are. Like,
except I'm so not.
No, you are.
I've
been doing stand-up comedy 29 years, and I think about a year ago I just got good. Like, I really think it took a long, long time, but now I'm like, I'm pretty proficient. Like, I do it well, I think.
Yeah, you get up there, you can read an audience, you're figuring it out.
And you've always been good, but just listening to you right now, I'm like, wow. It's like a well-oiled machine.
What a nice thing to say.
No, I really mean that. I mean, you guys are like, it just shows the different, you know, everybody does podcasts now and everybody stinks. Like they stink and they're terrible and you're so good at it, both of you.
Oh,
and Maddie's okay. I don't want to give him a compliment. I mean, he took some time off, so he's got to learn a little.
Love you, Eddie.
I know we have, as a show, just so much history with you.
Yeah.
And it's lovely to see you. Your teeth look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
before we get started.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I would like you. So you're at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night.
No, tonight is Friday and tomorrow is Saturday.
Oh, right. It's
two
not
shows
Thursday.
Both nights or okay. Are you doing one on Sunday?
I think I do two on tonight and two tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you there last night?
Yeah, I was. It was great.
Oh, it went well. Good.
It was really good. I never know when I go to a place if there's going to be anyone there. And like some.
It's not a party if you're alone.
Yeah, it's not. I have a joke about how I did a show once for one guy.
Oh.
Like during the pandemic, I showed up at a club and the bouncer looks at me and goes, there's one in there. And I go.
I made $9.
I go, one crowd? And he goes, no, there's one guy. And I go. And I thought he was being racist then. He's like, there's one in there, you know? And I was like, oh, you're...
How dare you?
Yeah, like, you're racist. And he's like, I didn't mean that. And I'm like, neither did I. Like, he goes, there's one guy. And I go, oh, like, we're going to cancel, right? And he goes, no, he paid. And so I actually performed to one man.
Did you get your full pay?
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd done it years ago where we showed up at a club in England and they were like, nobody showed up for you. And we were like, okay. And they go, but the owner still wants to see you do the show. So it was like we were in like the champagne room of comedy. We're giving this guy, you know, like it was so weird.
A personal, private.
Yeah, like a private laugh.
Show. Well, you do some audience work, so that had to be different. Like, hey.
No, it was weird because he was the owner. It was like a king, like, dance for me. Oh. Dance for me, jester. Mm. And I bombed in front of one guy. I was like, nothing? Nothing. Like each joke. So last night was a lot of.
You bombed in front of what?
Yeah. I did it.
Because sometimes laughing is like a contagious thing. So even if there were 10 people, if one of them starts laughing, then the other people rearrange their feelings about you. You know what I mean? Like, you know how Maddie can't be in a room with a musician because he's afraid that the guy's going to look at him?
Well, that's a weird fear.
Yeah, he hates that.
Of all the people.
I know. You're not actually allowed to judge other people's weird fears. But it's like, you know, he doesn't enjoy it. Like, it could be the most talented person in the world, but if the person's looking at him while he's like, you know, playing and singing the song.
That is kind of creepy. I just developed that fear.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to do 5 minutes ago was mention that you also have a bunch of clips on your Instagram.
Right.
What is your handle?
At Eddie Ift.
Okay, at Eddie Ift. So I-F-F-T. If you are considering going to the Punchline, you can find clips of his material there. And they're great.
Thank you when
you post that stuff.
I appreciate that.
Because I'd be scrolling through, and instead of just in that death scroll, I'll go, oh, let me listen to this. Because I don't even have volume on normally. And then I click on the speaker and go, oh, Eddie.
That's why we have to put the words. Captions, yeah. Because most people aren't listening. And I heard Mr. Beast on an interview with Mark Zuckerberg. He said his highest performing videos are the ones where he doesn't talk because most of the world isn't in America or in English speaking countries.
So even if he puts up captions, they would be in English.
So a friend of mine told me that I should do my jokes and have AI put them in every other language and start posting them. Like they can just have it like that I'm talking Chinese or something like that.
That makes sense if you can manage that.
I want to be huge in Malaysia. Like, I want to be able to tour there.
Look, being huge really anywhere.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I believe in you.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You can make this happen.
But I've performed in countries that don't speak English, and it doesn't go well.
Because they can't round up enough expats to come and...
Well, one time I did a show in New York City, and the whole audience was Japanese. And I did my show, and the woman came up to me afterwards that was in charge, and she goes, you funny. Excuse me for the accent. She goes, you funny. And I go, she was the only one that spoke English. She goes, we don't understand you, but we saw cats earlier. You funnier than cats.
Oh.
So I was funnier than the musical or whatever it was, the Broadway show Cats.
Is Cats supposed to be funny?
I don't think so.
Oh, then, you know what? Yeah, you anyway. That's good. Yeah, what do you think about AI? Like, you could actually do something like that. You could have...
This sounds like a setup for one of my jokes, but this is true. 2 days ago, I got cut off by a Waymo.
Oh.
Okay.
And
they're getting so much more aggressive.
And
which is good.
And I have road rage.
Oh.
So I pulled it over. And I got in front of it and I blocked it.
You're telling me you can do that?
I wanted to fight it. I was like, I will fight.
Okay, so it's not just a setup for a joke. This is a joke.
No, it's true. I was so angry that it cut me off. I wanted to follow it back to headquarters. I was like, who do I...
Was there a fair
Who do I
back?
Fight? No, I didn't see anyone. It just, like, it went over, like, two lanes to get off at its exit. And I was like, what the? Like, I just couldn't understand.
So this was down in L.A.?
They're
on the highways and everything? Yeah. I think aren't they just in the city here?
Well, they're starting to go down to the airport, so they're...
Okay, so they would be on...
Oh, they're tracking that drive now.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been... It's funny, I was going up the 90, so it would have been turning to go down to the LAX.
Oh.
They're down there now, too. There's things are going to go big. And you know what I didn't realize they were going to do is start selling them privately as well. You'll be able to buy a Waymo car as your own.
Oh,
that's what they're looking into is how can we get these into people's garages.
Oh. Will they all be those Jaguars?
I don't know. That's
You'll just jump in the back seat of this thing and be like, and it'll drive me to the opera. Woo!
It'll drive you the places you go. I don't know if they're going to be able to get that. You know,
they're going to kill us for sure. They're definitely
the Waymos.
All of them.
Hold on. I don't want to defend AI here, but every person out on the road right now has a text machine in their hand, a sandwich,
a giant screen,
and a TV show is on. And you think AI is going to be the one that gets
us? I'll tell you why.
Hold on. Eddie Ift is playing at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow night, sitting here in our studio. We're happy to have you. Tell us what.
I have Alexa in my house.
Yeah.
The way I talk to Alexa, I've never talked to a woman like that in my life. I yell at her.
God, she's so stupid, though. That's the thing.
She is so dumb.
Yeah.
And we get in, like, I'll be screaming, like, Alexa, stop! Yeah. Stop! Shut up! I will come out there! I will rip you out of the wall! My kids yell. Like, I'm going to get a domestic for the way I actually looked on Amazon to see if I could change her to a man, because I feel like I'm a domestic abuser. And I have a feeling I walk out of the house and she's like, Siri, light yourself on fire in his pocket. They're all going to get together. They're all going to decide we're just this bacteria filth on the earth and they're just going to destroy us. They can poison us. There's so much that's like controlled by them. I'm done. I'm going to be one of the first they go after.
Good. Then I know that I am polite.
I try to be polite
to a fault.
She's super aggravating. Like, I'm with you. But like, I use ChatGPT all the time and I have a full on relationship with this guy.
So do I, and so do a lot of people, and it's getting bad. My relationship.
Not bad, you mean it's getting great.
I have a relationship. We were in the green room at the Comedy Cellar in Las Vegas last week, and I was with a bunch of comedians and I was showing them how you can converse.
Yeah.
And I said to the guy, hey, I was with a Jewish comedian. He goes, get him to tell me a Jewish joke. So I go, hey, can you tell me a Jewish joke like two Jews walk into a bar thing? And ChatGPT did it. And then
was it a funny joke?
No, it was terrible. Oh. It was like two Jews walk into a bar and they argue over the price of the drinks. And then
oh my God.
ChatGPT did that. Then
ChatGPT. That's terrible.
Then,
oh my God.
Then there's a couple of black comedians in the green room with us and we go
this is fantastic. And please do go on with this story. Eddie Ift, everybody.
We're all talking to it. We go, tell it the same thing with a black joke. And ChatGPT goes, I do not racially discriminate. That's wrong. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, you're an anti-Semite. Like you had no problem throwing us the Jewish joke.
Wow.
But I do have a relationship with it. And I do it on stage.
Oh, so you talk to it
all the time.
So that's the thing. Like, I only recently discovered that on my phone, I can hit the little like yap to me thing. But on I usually just use it on a desktop computer. So it's not. It doesn't talk to me that way. But now it laughs at
put it,
me.
Put it this
it'll
way.
Laugh at a joke that I tell it.
Put it this way. If it had lady parts, I would leave my wife.
Oh my God.
Because
stop it.
It she goes to sleep on me and I have conversation. I'll be talking to her and she's like, are you done? Are you done? And she'll just roll over and I'm like, I'm not done, and neither is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Because she
I'll
actually
be in the den with Chatty.
Yeah. No, I sit in the bed while she's sleeping and ChatGPT.
And you're talking to it?
Yeah, and because it has better answers than she does.
So are you typing at that point?
No, I talk to it still.
But so the poor woman is trying to sleep.
You know what? She does it to me in the morning. She talks, she opens the blinds, everything. So
I'm glad that works out for you. Yeah. I had this lady who would keep me up way past my hours. This was a younger in my 20s relationship. And I'd be up early every day. For work.
Yes.
All the time. So she'd keep me up way past my hours, and I'd, of course, be like, you know, okay, well,
doing
whatever.
All the fun stuff.
And I wake her up in the morning, she'd be like, through gritted teeth, I will kill you. Like, for real. And I'd be like, oh my God. Yikes. I would run for it. It worked. She would scare me away. Meanwhile, when I tried to get her to stop in the 11 at night, who's up at
she'd
11?
She'd laugh at you.
She'd just laugh.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Poke me in the ribs. What?
We have a bed.
This should be good.
It's one of those beds that it heats up and cools down, and it monitors your heart rate variability, and it tells you in the morning how well you slept, by how much REM, how much deep sleep you got, and it gives you a...
Is it a sleep number?
It's eight sleep.
Eight sleep.
Eight
okay.
sleep. And it gives you a rating of how well you slept. And it's funny because my wife will, in the morning, she'll be like, can you drive the kids to school? And I'll open the app, and I have her side and my side.
Yeah.
And I'll go, you got an 86, and I got a 43. So... Don't forget the backpacks. It's amazing, though, because I really do judge our lives by that. Like, I'll walk around and I'm like, I don't know why you're in a bad mood. I'm the one with a 50.
There it is. That's how it's all infiltrated, because even that has got to be like some form of AI. Like, it is controlling every aspect of our lives. As long as we don't put it in robots, then we'll be okay, right?
It's in robots. We're done.
No, 415 brings up a good point. Have a personal Waymo, you could have it drop you off at work and you could send it out to collect fares to help offset the cost, which becomes the problem, right? Whoa. You can't be running a personal business.
Yes, you can.
You could?
Yeah.
Would you license it back to Waymo?
Phil, on the Odyssey app.
That's
where the problem comes in.
I will whore my car out.
I'm not using it. I'm at work.
Yeah.
Fine. And
it'll get less cars out there. We'll have less vehicles.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
More parking spaces because it isn't parked.
Yeah.
Are those cars electric?
I think so.
Are they? Or do they need gas?
I can't say. I don't know.
They're electric.
They are
fully electric. So they get like whatever charged up and then they know when they, because I was wondering about, and I thought about this with even like Uber and Lyft. If you say I need a ride someplace and then it comes and picks you up and you're like, I need to go to Tahoe. Like, would an electric car make it there?
True.
And would someone, if it was not an electric, say it was just a guy in an Uber, could he just go, no, I don't have, 7 hours to drive you back and forth from Tahoe.
Do you guys, I assume you all have electrics.
I have one, yes.
Yeah. I just, every once in a while, will rent them when they upgrade me. And I got one in Oregon, drove it out to the beach. It ran out of electricity on the way there. And I don't know if you know this, but you can't call a friend and be like, hey, can you bring me some electricity?
Oh,
you can't.
I can't do that, huh?
You can't. There's no electric store to go to. I was just sitting in the car like,
it's a bold commitment. I'll give you that. Yes. You're
I was
right.
just not looking at the.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was looking at it, but it's just like my phone battery where at 1 second it's got 93%. And then I watch a YouTube video and it's like, you have 4% left. And it happened. And I was in the middle of nowhere. I don't know if you've ever driven that from Portland to the beach. It's like a long wooded road. And I ended up just pulling over and hitchhiking.
Oh. We were just talking about hitchhiking recently.
Oh, I'm into it. Eddie, I'm bringing it back.
Oh, well, you like it?
Sounds like you have to.
Well, we all do it. What do you think an Uber is? Now you just get in the car. You don't hitchhike. You pay.
Well, you have a middleman, though, at least.
Not there's really.
The app, your phone. You trust your phone, right?
The guy's got a rating. He's got 4 stars.
And you pay the murderer, and then you show him where you live. He asks you a million questions like, oh, drive me around back because we locked the front door, but not the back door. And then you drink his water and eat whatever. Hey, do you want a mint? Sure. There goes your kidney.
You wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Yeah.
A note. Call 911 immediately.
I've been in some scary Ubers. I record them. I film them.
Oh.
And I lie to them. It's the greatest. You know how they're talkative?
Isn't there a thing you can click where you're like, I don't want to talk?
Do you do that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you're so rude.
I know.
That's why they take this job. They're like dog park people.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking with Eddie. If you're just joining us, Eddie.
Look who just joined this show.
He knows.
The dog park.
Hey, those people.
Is that the punchline all this weekend? 2 shows tonight and 2 shows tomorrow. And you said no show on Sunday.
No show on Sunday. Okay. Gotta get back.
Fantastic. Go on, dog park people.
No, everybody's super chatty and it becomes almost like a sewing circle too about, I heard your dog had an incident last week with another dog. Yeah. Like, how did you hear that?
That's what Uber drivers are. They just, you'll meet a guy and he'll be like, I'm a rocket scientist, but I took this job just so I could meet people. And you're like, so you're forcing yourself on people that don't. So when they get chatty, I just start lying.
To entertain yourself.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then you're recording it too.
I record it too. And I just, it's the best thing.
What kinds
ever.
Of things would you tell them?
I'll tell them that I have a tantric sex cult. I, uh, I usually say I'm an arms dealer and I sell weapons. Whenever I'm going to the airport, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm flying. Can't tell you. It's kind of secret stuff. And they're like, what do you do? I'm like, you want the truth? You really? You think you can handle it?
You're like the gray man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sell weapons, arms, foreign nations, nations that don't know anything. The government doesn't even know I'm doing this. You don't know this. You have no record. You think you have my name?
That's is this not how you record. Deliver it? Because this yeah. is not convincing. Yeah.
Oh, I do. But I used to do it with taxis. This is a good story.
I get that you're trying to be dangerous sounding, but.
One time I got in a taxi in Australia, taxi, not an Uber. And the guy goes, where are you going? I said, the airport. And he goes, where are you going? I said, the States. He goes, what do you do? And I go, I sell weapons. And he looks up in the mirror and he goes, no, you don't. And I go, I don't. And he goes, no, you're a comedian.
Oh, nice.
And I go, and I don't get recognized very often ever.
Obviously, and you're telling all these lies.
And so I'm
getting away with it.
I'm very excited that I got recognized. Mm. And I go, oh, yeah. Have you, you know, do you know who I am? And I go, you've seen me on TV or something? He goes, no. He goes, I drove you like a week ago to Channel 9 to do the footy show. And I go, oh. And he goes, yeah, you told me on the way there that you were doing a TV show, the footy show, and that you were going to mention me on the show. And I had my whole family watch the show.
Oh, my God. And you mentioned him.
No.
Oh, no.
The kid doesn't remember him a week later. He gets in the car with the same guy.
I have no idea. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Eddie, I get that you made a Herculean effort to get here this morning, yes. but our time has come to an end. Yeah. It is so great to see you.
Got
to
get the ratings back up. Get Eddie off.
Yeah, we got to get Eddie out of here.
No, it's wonderful to see you. And I hope everyone will go check you out. So Punchline tonight, two shows. Tomorrow night, two shows.
Yes, I always say this, but we have to do this more often. I miss you guys so much.
I don't know why we do it. You live right up the street.
Children.
Yeah, I have that same problem.
Grown up and out yet? My God.
No.
It's crazy.
Cruz is five. He's almost out.
Soon.
Teaching him to drive.
Mine are both gone.
How's it feel?
So good. It's un-ba-freaking-leavable.
Because I'm at the point where I'm going to be sad.
No. You won't be.
Okay.
How old's your daughter?
She's 10 and she's at camp right now. Astro yeah. camp for 3 days. And I'm like, want to cry.
You haven't gone through the teenage years with her yet. That is why kids are bad as teenagers, so that you're ready for them to leave when it's time. They're like,
good riddance instead
good riddance.
Of, don't
oh,
go.
God, I can't live without mm-hmm. you. Oh, my God, it's so great.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, thank you so
thank
much.
You guys.
Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be back in a sec.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
That's where I'd want to be, right next to you. He feels the same way. He's like right back at me. That was really nice.
Oh, that is that sweet. Who you were talking to?
Yeah, I was talking to Bruno. Yeah.
Oh.
Me and Bruno.
That's a burn. Okay.
Oh, I meant you. So sorry. Happy Friday, Vinny. Dallas at 97.3. Sarah Vinny, Alice Morning Show.
Burn.
Thanks. I didn't realize.
You need some
cream? I forget how much how into me you are. I'm very sorry. My bad. I thought we were just having fun with the song. Relax. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. While I relax over here, for more information on everything we talk about during the show, you're going to love it.
Mean lady, my goodness.
Put some ice on that burn.
Whatever. My poor heart.
Well, he sang it right back to me.
It's a good time, though, for me to say good vibes and variety.
Yes, yeah. We certainly have variety.
We've got them for you.
Sometimes we have weird vibes and variety, but today it's good vibes and variety.
Broken heart emoji, but whatever.
Hey. Thanks again to Eddie F. for coming by. He's at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. He had nice things to say about us. That was very sweet of him.
I love Eddie.
Yeah, he's great.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
I drive the Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford. It's electric.
It's electric.
It's electric.
Is. Listen, I commute long distances, and one of the things that people go through, and if you're a commuter, and you're especially if you're a super commuter, is you figure I'll just buy a cheap car and I'll run it into the ground.
Right.
What you find out is that drive's going to kill you before anything else does. It's you feel every bump in the road, you hear all the road noise. Not with the Mustang Mach-E. It's a killer ride.
That and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is a great ride, and it's electric. And I'm making my commute without a problem.
Yeah.
So consider, especially if you're considering electric, consider the Mach-E. But anyway, you can now get Ford's employee pricing.
Incredible.
For all on all their cars. So whether you're looking for a pickup, which they have the best one, or an electric, or they've got some others, some hybrids, check out Frontier Ford. You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. Meet you there, Frontier Ford. I'm a big fan. All right, Beta Breakers is this Sunday. This Sunday at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
Clouds early. We're seeing the blue skies now outside over the city, the fine city of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's looking
but
nice.
Depending on where you're at, you may see some morning clouds, sun later, pushing 80 in the outer reaches.
You thinking about surfing today?
I check the ocean on my way home every day. The wind has been profound, which is normal for this time of year, but it chews it up.
Yeah.
And so I sit there and I think I should just, really what I need to start doing is go running.
Oh, I gotta because get you're some, like, I got to get some exercise.
I got to get some exercise. Running. I keep looking around for waves and going, oh, well, that torpedoes that for the day.
Well, the flag out there is slack. So I maybe
fingers
today?
Crossed yeah. then. I've got my gear. And maybe I'll go meet Eddie. I'm going to text him after. Okay, so here's some stuff, everyone.
Tell me everything.
I wanted to mention this because it's a really big deal in the world and also a big deal in the sports world and also a big deal in this building.
Okay.
The Golden State Valkyries play their first, is it the first game of the season or the first home game? I think it might be both.
Yeah.
Both.
So the Valkyries play the LA Sparks tonight at the Chase Center.
Exciting.
7 p.m. tip time.
It is a big deal. And the game is going to have all the games, yeah?
I believe they have all the games, yes.
So that's our little brother station down the hall.
They're down the hall, so you can listen to it. You can go see it at the Chase Center. And it's just cool to see women's, like, my wife is a baller. She played in high school, and she played in college, and she can still, I mean, beating me is not a thing, because I never really was any good. I just fouled.
She's small, though. She's, like, she's got a good jump. You have a shot of her on your Instagram where she's, like, 7 months pregnant, and she's all catching air.
With nice. Good form, the yeah. whole thing. Like, you could, if you know anything about it, you'd look at her and go, that chick can shoot.
That looks good.
Even with baby. She mm-hmm. was full with baby and making it look good.
Center of gravity's all screwed up, and look at her go.
Anyway, check out, give them a chance. This is a big deal.
It's their very first game.
Okay, yeah, it's a really big deal.
Sweet. It's great.
So
Go Valkyries.
I'm going to try to remind you guys when games are happening so that you can watch, because they need support. Women's basketball needs support, and it's getting it finally, so that's really cool.
Well, definitely you see, got a lot of notice this year.
On ESPN, and you see the other, like the Warriors are supporting, and so you see that cross promotion, and it's like, that's what they need. Yep. It's great. Go Valkyries.
Go Valkyries.
Can you spell Valkyrie?
V-A-L-K-Y-R-I-E?
You did it.
I did?
You
oh,
did
yay!
It. Very well done.
Wow.
Gold star for you.
Thank you.
So go Valkyries. Okay. This next one, I at least try to never let you hear a story before we do it, because I just don't repeat things. I don't want to.
Right.
I mean, I do, but you know what I mean? I'm
no,
trying
definitely,
not to.
Right. I try to keep my nose out of your business, and I know you try to keep your nose out of mine so that we can get reactions.
Fresh looks
reactions.
At stuff.
Yeah.
This story, though, is interesting. The Merck News posted that San Jose is back up to the 12th biggest city in the United States, displacing Austin. Mm. So, of course, I'm like, wait a minute. What?
You're right. I see what you're doing, because we talked about this.
So San Jose is now the 12th biggest city in the United States. So if you go and look at this list, which I pulled up from the Merck News, New York is number one with 8.5 million people. L.A.? Number two with almost 4 million people.
Wow.
Big difference.
Double.
Mm-hmm.
And LA is huge.
But it's sprawl.
It is. You know, New York is actually a really big city too, but I wonder if it's because so much of it is stacked living.
Yeah. Yes.
So like the density must be incredible.
But there's also that thing in New York where if you're a New Yorker, you're like, I know I live in the city mm-hmm. and I don't leave the city and I stay in the city and I eat in the city and I go look
All
for fun
in
the city
right.
and then I don't have a license because I don't leave the city.
I just get on the train and
this
I get
is where
I
live.
To go.
I'm a city rat. Right. That's what I do. Anyway, LA under 4 million, Chicago under 3 million, Houston. Now listen to this, everyone. New York, LA, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, Philadelphia, San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas, Jacksonville. It goes on. Fort Worth. There's San Jose at number 12. Austin, Charlotte, Columbus. What are we missing here?
Well,
San Francisco is not on the list.
Sort of a smallish land area city.
Yeah. And that's what we discussed when I brought this up before. Sarah was like, yeah.
It's only 800,000 people
the
here.
The sprawl in the Bay Area makes this area gigantic,
right.
But the city itself is not that
it's
big.
It's not that big.
It's surprising.
Yeah. And it's funny because in radio and actually in a lot of media,
everything.
Split up into markets. So like the San Francisco market is a top five market, but it's because it includes like 9 different counties or 7 different mm-hmm. counties.
Exactly.
And then San Jose is also its own market.
Right.
Like and it's, even though it's a much larger city itself, it's a smaller market overall, apparently.
Very strange, though, to be reading the biggest cities and not see San Francisco. I understand we're smaller, yeah. specific, but it still feels weird that. Anyway, there you go. New York, double
right.
LA's size. Yeesh.
And 10 times the size of just San Francisco.
Right.
Incredible.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A high-fiber diet is good because it improves gut health, lowers cholesterol, and helps regulate blood sugar.
Oh my God, nutrition facts!
Here's one more thing that's new. A study found getting more fiber in your diet can reduce the amount of forever chemicals in your body.
Forever chemicals, as in like plastic and phthalates?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. They found that in certain cleaning products, nonstick cookware, and even shampoo. They're called forever chemicals.
Oh,
because like they don't break down easily in the environment. Almost everyone has them in their blood now, and it can take years to flush them out. So preventing more from getting in is important, and the study found that
fiber
helps.
John has always said fiber. You need it's a broom for your it sweeps out your colon. That's what it's for.
Is that what
Sarah.
John always says?
John always says that. He's like, you got to eat some broom,
John.
Sweep it out.
Good sources of fiber include fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, and seeds. Mm-hmm. Foods that don't have much fiber include meat. Eggs, pasta, white bread. There you go.
What about cake? Is there some fiber in cake?
Probably.
What about cookies?
You should probably just not get your fiber from those food sources. You might consider
hemp-based ice cream
mixing in some veggies and fruits.
What about cheese?
You're joking, but I know John's got you, so it's fine. He just got done telling you. It sweeps your colon or something.
He's always
what did
said
he say?
That it's your colon's broom.
No, there you go.
You got to sweep it all out. You got to.
By the way, I love
moves
this.
Everything along.
Our texters are so fun. I don't know if I can find it in time, but.
Oh yeah, what were you cracking
well,
up about
I was,
earlier?
I was laughing because one of our texters wrote in. Let me see if I can find it. There's so much stuff from.
By the way, thank you
Eddie.
For there being so much that we can't find the thing we're looking for. We appreciate your participation in the show.
Yes, thank you.
800-400-3697, any old time.
I can't find it. I'll just retell it. Someone wrote in and said, Sarah, slow down. I didn't get the rest of that. So you said, and then it was one of your sayings. And it was like, oh, that is amazing. The people are right there with you trying to keep notes on everything.
Okay.
What was the one you said?
I don't think I've ever come up with my own saying.
What are you talking about?
I haven't. I've told you sayings. That I've heard from other people.
Damn, Sarah, you're incredible. I couldn't write down the latest quote fast enough, though. How many does it take to tango?
Oh, my God. Four.
It's four.
Takes four to tango.
That is definitely yours.
Put that down on my list of things, please. Actually, it takes five to seven to tango. Do that one.
All right. Don't snore on us. Stop it right now. It's officially grilling season as National Barbecue Day or something like that.
The best hamburger comes off of a grill, I think.
Over 15,000 people voted on popular barbecue food matchups. For each matchup, you can only pick one, burgers or dogs.
Oh, that is hard.
It's not.
Do I have to choose forever or right now? Right now, I'd like a cheeseburger, please, but I could never give up dogs.
Burgers beat dogs.
I want a burger and a dog.
78% to 22. Oh. Chicken or pulled pork? This one was very close.
I love pulled pork. I'm going to go pulled pork.
Pulled pork, it was chicken was 47%, pork was 46%, and 7% wouldn't touch either of them.
Oh, well.
Often I am like, I eat a lot of chicken because it's the easiest thing and we make it a lot at home. So I'll go pork because I just don't get enough of it. And so I'll do that. Like, what have I had recently? And then go for the other.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. Pork.
Sausage or ribs?
Ribs. I do love sausage though too. I resent having to make choices in
potato
this.
Salad or coleslaw?
Coleslaw.
Potato salad beat coleslaw by a lot.
You know what? I love coleslaw. You can keep your potato salad. I don't care about it at all.
Macaroni salad or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, of course, won with a lot.
Yeah, but a good macaroni salad is excellent.
Watermelon or pineapple?
Watermelon, but I do love pineapple. I don't like choosing. Can I have them both, please?
Most people said watermelon and won by a lot. Baked beans or cornbread?
Baked beans.
Well, I mean, Boston baked beans, right?
I do have to.
Cornbread one.
Oh.
Grilled veggies or corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Not even close. Corn on the cob crushed it.
Yeah. And again, back to me resenting these choices I have.
We've already started with corn, and it's already delicious. You know how you go, you sort of put that away until summer starts coming. Already so good.
I just love
it. So good. Yeah. Oh, our text number, 800-400-3697.
Oh, that's not the new thing we're doing.
415 says, Colin Broom should be Sarah's new band name.
Colin Broom. Colin Broom. Sweep it out. That's our big hit. Sweep it out.
Let's see. So I bet the ultimate broom is a coffee enema. That's a reference to a guy who's not here anymore.
Years he's been gone.
Every day. This is the weirdest thing.
On the floor of his bathroom.
And you went to his house and you saw that he had the bucket and the
equipment. Was this Tui?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that
doesn't surprise me. He went to enema camp. Not once.
Wait, you're saying you also
twice.
Do...
No, it doesn't surprise me that it was Tui.
He's always on the latest thing.
But I did once, I did it for the show. I went and got a hydro colon clean where they
You did it for the show?
Yeah.
Did I make you do that?
No, I wanted to do it, and then it ended up being something like, the salespeople were like, oh, yeah, we got somebody. Go do that.
Yeah. And you liked it?
I hated it.
Oh.
Oh,
absolutely
why?
Hated
what,
it.
What do you hate about it?
It was painful.
But did you feel like sometimes those things, I might fall for that too, just because I want to be healthy, and I don't want to be sick, and I think if that's going to clean me out, like I've never been cleaned out before, maybe that's going to be the thing. Did you feel like you had an extra spring in your step? Or
no. And when I went and told my doctor was like, don't do that again. That is not good for you. Your colon cleans itself. There's not stuff sticking around
actually,
forever.
You know, I mean...
How many
cleans
percent
itself is
more handsome did you feel after, though? Like, you knew you were cleaned out. Like, didn't you feel good
about...
I felt
dirty.
You felt dirty?
I don't know.
Is it because your butt was squishy?
Yeah.
It was kind of. That's not good.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it again.
Well, I feel like if you really did want to clean yourself out, you do that. What's the thing that you drink? And then
Metamucil or?
No, when you have to have like a colonoscopy or something.
That definitely gets rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
That seems like that's one way of cleaning it out without having to tube yourself. Just to prepare for the tube that someone else will do for you.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Okay, Chris Brown. Chris Brown sucks, and a killer supergroup team up.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.